Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Welcome in, everyone. You know, you have people that have figured out a way of life for them rather than just a job. And, you know, I don't know how much of it's underground, too. But that doesn't work in New Jersey, where there are literally, I think our guests will lay out, give you an idea of the scope and some of the jobs, the numbers. Jeff Edelstein, writing at the Trentonian, talks about this bill that New Jersey said is good for people in the gig economy. You know, you think of that, you think of Uber, for example, right? And we're seeing people trying to dragoon people, as I see this, from being independent contractors into being counted on the books as actually working at a particular company. And when that happens, just the paperwork, the type of red tape, the type of stuff that gets involved, and the freedom that people have to set their own lives up. All right, let's go to Jeff Edelstein here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jeff, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Well, I like your work, too. You're very, very good when you fill in and talk radio there in the Garden State.
Thank you.
Yeah, good stuff. So give us an idea, Jeff. You write about this, the scope of it. People know about Uber drivers. They probably think, oh, come on, how many people does this affect? What are some of the jobs?
Well, so, you know, it's freelance writers, and fill-in talk radio hosts, truck drivers. I mean, basically anybody who gets a 1099 at the end of the year, or for that matter, anyone who gives out a 1099 at the end of the year, would be affected by this bill. Now, in recent days, since like the my column, which ran on this, was published last Thursday online, a lot's changed. I shouldn't say a lot's changed. They say some stuff is going to change. They say they're going to make it. They're just codifying the law. They're not going to make it any harder for anybody. But the more I looked into it, it's already terrible. I got a story in today's paper, Trentonian.com, about this guy. He owns a DJ business. And last year, he's got the state knocking on his door, and they fined him $22,000 because he said that they found out that some of his people that he hired as independent contractors to be dancers at weddings, to be DJs, to, just people who would set up some lighting, were his actual employees.
Oh, God.
They weren't freelancers. But here's the thing. These are people that had 100 different customers, and they have their own equipment, and they have their own insurances, and they're all on their own. But because they weren't set up this way, or he didn't hire them that way, he ends up getting fined $22,000. If anyone can explain to me how that's fair and reasonable, good luck.
Yeah, well, we'll check on that, too. And you know what happens here, Jeff? Once you get the red tape, once you get all the state requirements and all this back and forth that supposedly helps people, they're probably going to say, well, I'm not going to hire as many people. I'll do it myself. I'll do whatever. And you don't grow businesses when you throttle them in this way. I told you, I'm not sure if you saw this one, the Inquirer had a woman making $120,000 a year as a freelance writer, and her fear, what would happen if they had to go through all this? How much of her time would be taken up with it?
Yeah, no, Jen Miller, she really spearheaded this whole thing, and she's right. And, let's think just beyond it. Let's say they go ahead and they pass this law, and let's say it's not as bad as it originally was. Let's say it's no worse than it was. But now all of a sudden it's so high up there in the news. If you're somebody who needs to hire somebody, let me ask you. So let's say you're going to hire a freelance writer to help you write your autobiography, right? Mm-hmm. Are you going to hire someone in New Jersey where you got to go through all this red tape, or are you going to hire someone in New Hampshire or Texas or anywhere else that you don't have to go through this red tape?
Exactly. California, New Jersey. As soon as you hear it, you're wary already that something like this is going to trip you up. Without a doubt.
Yeah, it is. I'm happy that there seems to be that the legislature seems to be listening to the concerns, because this is not you know, this is not a partisan thing. You know, almost everything ends up being partisan these days. Everyone falls into their different tribes, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is not. This is not. This is truck drivers to freelance writers. You know, it's anybody. Anybody who earns a living working for themselves, you know, is at risk here. And not only does this law that they're trying to pass need to be kind of stopped, but the law as it stands, that's already on the books, needs to be amended to allow, like, DJ companies to hire a DJ without having to put them on the books.
My theory with some of this, for the well-intentioned, other than the usual, you know, stuff where I have political bias against what's going on here, Jeff, is that they just don't have experience with this. A lot of these people have never worked on their own, haven't been entrepreneurial, or worked in a so-called gig economy, and they just think everybody's being exploited and everybody would welcome this.
Right. Not in a million years. I mean, my full-time gig is at the Trentonian, and I'm a full-time employee there, and there's a union, and I'm happy for it, and it works out fine for me. But when I work at New Jersey 101.5, I'm an independent contractor. When I do freelance work for Civic Science, a company based out of Pittsburgh, I'm a freelancer, right? And these things would potentially, you know, ruin half of my income. Can't have it.
Yeah, exactly. Let's talk to Jeff about the gig economy. Why do you think it is that so much of this has happened? Is it something they think there's something wrong with our economy? Maybe in some ways it is, but isn't it also this life choice type of thing where people want to do X, they work during this period, maybe very hard, and then they want time off, or they want to pick and choose, or they want to be a stay-at-home mom. There's these considerations of a life choice versus just the standard work choice that people had to make.
Well, I think part of this comes down, you know, the AFL-CIO. I knew I was onto something here when I wrote this column, and the AFL-CIO sent me a pretty angry email. I think the old standard of, you know, clocking in at 9 and clocking out at 5, I think as you look towards, like, the younger generations, you know, everyone's got something to say about Generation Z and the millennials. But if you look at a lot of polls that are done with these people, one of the most important things to them, if not the most important thing, is job flexibility.
Yep.
Right? To be able to, you know, as long as the job's getting done, they don't see a reason why they need to, like, be sitting behind a desk or, you know, or whatever, you know, for 8 hours a day. And I'm with them. You know, I see that 100%. And I think, you know, the way the economy has tilted in recent years, you know, in many cases, thanks to, you know, the internet and smartphones and everything, there's a lot of different jobs that exist today that just simply didn't exist 10, 20 years ago. And they aren't 9-to-5 jobs. You know, if let's say you're a successful Uber driver, maybe you choose to work, you know, Thursday to Sunday, and you take Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off. You know, are people like that who are doing this, are they really clamoring for Uber to give them full-time employment to, you know, put them on the books?
Let's get to that. Some of this, I think, is an Uber-driven thing. I think something in your piece, you say, critics, Department of Labor and Workforce Development issued Uber a $649 million fine for unpaid employment and disability insurance tax. My God.
It is, wow. Yeah. The way that New Jersey's done business, and the way that all states do business, and the way they collect taxes, obviously, you know, listen, I am not for, you know, companies hiring someone to work 35 and a half hours and not giving them benefits and, you know, and trying to, like, skirt the law. That is an actual issue, okay? And that does need to be addressed. But this blanket ban, you know, this carpet bombing, which is what this bill was terrible. If they back off a little bit and just, like, kind of, like, solidify the law they already have now, it's still not great. Again, because I cannot see how employers are not going to be looking at this a lot harder. And the fact of the matter is this, quote, ABC test, and I can't, you know, read it off the top of my head, but basically it's a three-part questionnaire that says, you know, is this guy an independent or not?
Mm-hmm.
And it's tricky. You know, there's a lot of gray area in there as to whether or not someone would be qualified for this. And if I'm an employer and there's gray area and I might be hit with a fine, you know what? I'm going to walk away from it. So, you know, this law is bad for the state. It's bad for the workers. The only people who are winning here is the Treasury Department. They'll get some more money out of it.
Exactly.
They're the only winners.
Where do people find your piece, Jeff?
Trentonian.com.
Well, I'm glad Dan saw it there because we were looking for stuff. So I didn't know you wrote for the Trentonian. I'll be looking. Do you have a website where people can go to?
Unfortunately, I'm a little lazy. But now that I got fired up by the gig economy thing, maybe I'll start one.
All right. Well, I hope to hear you on the holidays at the other station, too, though. Jeff, it's a pleasure to have you on today. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.